Psalm 33. Rejoice in the Lord, O ye righteous, for praise is comely for the upright. Praise the Lord with a harp. Sing unto him with a psaltery and an instrument of 10 strings. Sing unto him a new song. Play skillfully with a loud noise. For the word of the Lord is right, and all his works are done in truth. He loveth righteousness and judgment. The earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. By the word of the Lord were the heavens made, and all the host of them by the breath of his mouth. He gathereth the waters of the sea together as an heap. He layeth up the depth in storehouses. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him. For he spake, and it was done. He commanded, and it stood fast. The Lord bringeth the counsel of the heathen to naught. He maketh the devices of the people of none effect. The counsel of the Lord standeth forever, the thoughts of his heart to all generations. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, and the people whom he hath chosen for his own inheritance. The Lord looketh from heaven. He beholdeth all the sons of men. From the place of his habitation he looketh upon all the inhabitants of the earth. He fashioneth their hearts alike. He considereth all their works. There is no king saved by the multitude of an host. A mighty man is not delivered by much strength. An horse is a vain thing for safety. Neither shall he deliver any by his great strength. Behold, the eye of the Lord is upon them that fear him, upon them that hope in his mercy, to deliver their soul from death, and to keep them alive in famine. Our soul waiteth for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. For our heart shall rejoice in him, because we have trusted in his holy name. Let thy mercy, O Lord, be upon us, according as we hope in thee. Let's rejoice in the Lord. Let's praise him with all our might. Let's sing unto him. Let's play skillfully for his glory and honor. For his word is right, and all his works are done in truth. Our God loves righteousness, and he loves judgment. The earth is full of his goodness. Let's rejoice in him. The godless and heathen praise their gods. They praise their sports gods, their movie gods, their music gods, their political gods. And these gods aren't even gods, they're just men. They get excited about full-grown men playing games with balls. They're not ashamed. They worship vile music artists who just create vain music that glorifies themselves and their feelings. They praise and honor their presidents who will only be in charge for a few short years, like as if they have eternal life. If they can praise these men who are vanity, how much more should we praise the living God? Our God made the heavens and all the host of them by his word. He created the earth and gathered all the waters of the sea together as a heap and put it where he wanted it. He spoke, and it was done. He commanded, and it stood fast. He doesn't rule one little country for just a few short years. No, he rules heaven and earth forever and ever. Their laws and counsel and policies come and go, but his counsel stands forever. The thoughts of his heart continue for all generations. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him. He's the Almighty. He's the creator of heaven and earth. His word is unchanging. He gives life and he takes it away. He blesses and he curses. And he watches all men. He sits on his throne in judgment and observes the children of men. He sees right through us. He tries our reins and our hearts. And you know what? It doesn't matter how strong you think you are. It doesn't matter how pompous and how prideful the mighty men of this earth are. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if the whole world gathers together in unison. When the day of evil comes, the day of God's wrath, no might or power can stand against him. When the day of death comes, no wealth or connections will prevail. No, the only one who can save man in the day of evil and deliver man's soul from death is the Almighty God, the Creator of heaven and earth. And his name is Jesus Christ. His eye is upon those that fear him, upon those who hope in his mercy, those who rejoice in him, those who praise him. So let's wait for him. He is our help and shield. Let's trust in him, and let's rejoice in his holy name. And we can be that holy nation that he speaks of, the nation that he declares is blessed, because our God is the Lord. Rejoice in the Lord, O you righteous. Praise the Lord with harp. Sing unto him a new song, for the word of the Lord is right, and all his works are done in truth. Psalm 33.